Okay, it's page Kuf Tzadik Vav in my prints, about page Reish Gimel or so, Reish Dalet in yours. Macharta Elias Tzadik. Today we're going to hear what it means to be a Tzadik. Reish Dalet, I'm sorry. Do better than that. Macharta Elias Tzadik. We said if somebody learns Torah Lishma, it's machshir him to be righteous. What does that mean? It means that a person, if you don't kasher a person, he can't become a tzaddik. That's really what it's saying. Before a person can be a tzaddik, he has to go through a hagola. He has to go through a kashering process. Just like if you have a pot, you have to kasher the pot before it can become kosher. The same thing. He explains. Somebody wants to become close to God. A person has to first distance himself from the evil, from the bad. Ukadimia kli iser, just like a trefa keli. Lo yigilenu lahafle the iser shavala. You're not going to kasher it to get rid of whatever iser it absorbed. Miyavashel hanozid bo yeyaser. And you're going to cook kosher food. It's also going to become tref. Acha kli bo eish yuvav yagilenu tchilav yachshirena. The keli you put into fire, you kasher it. Vachach yivashel machol of boy, and then it's kosher. Same thing with the heart. It's mitame ach eish ha-toyre mashir as ha-nefesh lahosem chatos ulahoser pesha. It's the fire of Torah, which is the kashering implement. Torah is compared to fire. And that kashers it. Ki haloi koi devorai koish. It says God's words are like fire. Va-toyre makshartu li es tzadik va-ram is batal kumashikos kumlasu toy v'loi ra. It causes, this is of course in Eish Chayil, which is the relationship with Torah, it causes good and it gets rid of the bad. Toyelas achas, shtigmalei hutayv, oi toyelas v'leira, ki yorai yachayla, yichi yikolei al yidei hatayr. This is a concept that we're familiar with, the idea that sur meira typically has to precede the asei toiv, just like you have to clean the tarnish off a silver becher before you can polish it. And that's this idea.
Does Musar fit in here somewhere?
Does Musar fit in? The Musar definitely fits in here somewhere.
I mean, that's considered part of the
this process. Itself is Musar, but, yeah. The Darchei Musar is that way, is to get rid of the ra and then to pursue the toiv. And he continues on this theme. It's Torah which does both. And he repeats something he said earlier. Once you run to a mitzvah and run away from an aveira, it's not enough to run for one and not the other. He'll run after mitzvahs and not after aveiros. Because he says it's not an even playing field. Human nature is to sin. And mitzvah is just the opposite. So the idea he's saying is this, that if a person was left to his own instincts, a person would sin and wouldn't do mitzvahs. And therefore, it requires both. It requires an extra effort to run after a mitzvah and an extra effort to run away from an aveira. This is the idea which we've had in the past, the idea that it's that way in the world. If you want to build something, you have to put a lot of attention and focus and care into building. If you want to break something, you don't have to put a lot of effort into breaking things. Things can break very easily. The natural state of things is to be disorderly, is to be an improper situation, an improper state of being. So therefore, toiv always requires more. The mushel to the plant. If you want a plant to die, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. You just ignore it, leave it by itself. If you want it to live, you have to water it, you have to put it in the sun, you have to take care of it. So it's not an even playing field in the world, when the world begins.
What I meant to say was, is it enough to learn like Chumash and Gemara, or you have to learn when you say Shishar and Chumash?
Well, he said that you need 5 minutes for every 6 hours. You need 5 minutes of Musar for, was it, every 6 hours of Gemara. So some people only need 5 minutes a month. But you need a small amount. It's the preservative. That's what he said. What preserves the person is the Musar. But you can't have just preservatives. You have to have the content as well. So this is this idea. Now, I think I mentioned, tell me if I mentioned last week, I don't know, that there's an idea in the Bali Machshava that Pesach is the exception to this. That he, what?
Yeah. What does it say?
Kadesh or Chatz. First Kadesh and then Rechatz. So normally you have to clean off the dirt in order before you put on the what's clean. And by Pesach, there's Kadesh or Chatz. You can do Kedusha first, without it. I think I mentioned last week that Tumah HaTribet Tzibur, we never say by a carbon yachid that a tummy person can bring a carbon, except, Tumah HaTribet Tzibur is only carbon Tzibur, except for a carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach, we say even though it's a carbon shel yachid, that Tumah HaTribet Tzibur. That means even if it's imperfect, even if it's tummy, you can still do it.
In
right.
Terms of it, when I live, you have to have that
tzibur
with it.
You have to have it.
Wasn't the carbon
tamid
also a yachid?
No, carbon tamid is a tzibur. It's paid for by a whole tzibur together. The carbon tamid is an obligation on the tzibur. Only he's only one carbon tamid for all Klal Yisrael. Carbon Pesach, every Jew has to count himself onto a carbon Pesach.
I meant the carbon tamid.
So, the carbon?
Tamid.
A taida is, and a taida we don't bring in tumah. Right? There's no tumah tribut tzibur by a carbon. By a carbon of a yachid, there's no, that idea, that concept, does not apply. By a carbon yachid, and, actually this comes from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, a mixed bag, because by when they came to the Yam, they were still a Memtei Shaarei Tumah. And they had already brought kachim, they had already brought karbanis. Kadosh Baruch said, Mishku Kulachem, Mishku Yedechem Avodah Zarah. Right, so here they are ready to bring to buy the animal for carbon Pesach, and God has to say, Moshe, tell them to pull their hands off the Avodah Zarah. So Mishri Dechem Avodah Zarah, Kulachem, and go buy yourself a carbon. And they went and brought a carbon, and they still were a Memtei Shaarei Tumah apparently when they came to the Yamsuf as well. Halal Avodah Zarah, but they have Avodah Zarah. But they had the schus of being part of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Since they had the schus of being part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, so that schus carried them through. And there's really a very big musar in the Arba Banim by the Rasha. We tell the Rasha that, why do you say Haki Hashinav? Only for one reason, not because he did Averis. That's all. In other words, the Rasha could be a Rasha, and he could have Averis, and he could have Taivis, and he's invited to the Karban Pesach. But Lefisha Haisi is that's why we're not Klal Kafar Biker. When he pulls himself out of Klal Yisrael, then he's not part of it anymore. Because that's where Klal Yisrael was. Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they had the Knesset Yisrael Kayach of coming together as one. They were lacking in the Maisa Mitzvahs. They were Shaarei Tumah. Nevertheless, because they were so to speak one, so they had this list. That's why Karban Pesach is eaten b'chabura. Eaten with a group, eaten with other people. And I like very much with the Maral. The Maral goes through the mitzvahs of the Karban Pesach. It shows they're all related to a coming together. He says the reason, the symbolism of a Karban Pesach being roasted is when you cook meat, it falls apart. When you roast meat, it comes together. So what's symbolized by the tzli is the coming together of the klal. So breaking a bone is the same thing. Leave it whole. Don't break it. Don't break things. So that's the idea. It's really, the musar is in that, in the rasha, that it only says lefisha ha'isiyas asim in a klal, yahake yashinav. The fact that he's eating treifis or that he's machal shabbos, it doesn't say hake yashinav on that. It says only ilagabi this. So that's an idea. We're learning this before Pesach, so that's the concept. Okay, I'd like to skip to the next paragraph. Tzadik Chassid Yashar V'Neman, because he repeats what he had said earlier in this paragraph about running away from Mitzvahs Naveiros. Tzadik Chassid Yashar V'Neman. These are the names of someone who learns Torah Lishma. We call him righteous. I don't even know how to title these words. Tzadik is righteous, and Chassid is righteous, and Yashar is straight, and Neman is trustworthy. Ahine, Hada miyayim hivaldai, atshuvai la'afrei ashalekeach misham. Man, from the day he's born, until the day he returns to the dust from which he was taken, tzorech lilchaitz hayetzer lebal yel kadenu b'mitzudasai. On a constant basis, he has to pressure his Yetzirah not to trap him in its trap. V'dover zeh b'yecholtei la'asais, and a person is capable of it. Im kol yomav mis'ameitz lilchai melchamtoi v'le yisrabe mehabit b'chol derachav. He pays attention to it on a constant basis. Shol yuchal litzaydei v'lekachas nafshim yisham, so that the Yetzirah can't trap him and pull him away. Ki Yetzirah melumid melchama minayar. The Yetzirah is taught this battle from youth. What does that mean? The Yetzirah is taught it from youth. It's a tricky thing. It sounds like the Yetzirah is this little angel, a little devil that.
Until he's bar mitzvah, all he has is the
Yetzirah. Why is that? When a person is born, he's not evil, but he's self-centered. A baby is most self-centered. A baby has no concept of other people's needs. And the baby, every time he needs something, he cries, he weeps, he makes trouble, he doesn't care, you know, he'll spit up his milk all over, even his father, his mother, we expect it, but you know, his father, you think, he'd have a little respect. But that's what it means that a child is born with the Yetzirah. It means he only knows his own self-interest, and he doesn't know anything about other people's needs. So that's what he means, Yetzirah melumid melchama minoya. Yetzirah knows the tricks of battle from youth. L'chei ma'oid tzarech l'izgaber alav. V'mizgaber alav e'ina yinayit ha'klam e'derech ha'tayra hu'an ikrat tzadik. And if he's mizgaber and he doesn't turn from the derech ha'tayra, that's called a tzadik. Im yagol b'zef, v'yosef alav zahirus, and he'll be extra careful, nikra chasid. Kol zman yosech halo adamo hu b'tayrech rav b'matzah melchama. As long as he's alive, you should know that he's still in the battle. Imagine. That's why tzaddikim, when they die, it says, noch nafshei. His soul was put to rest. It's an incredible Gemara in the end of Kedushin. Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, it says about two people, Ramei, Rabbi Akiva, the greatest. It says that they spoke about the Yetzirah, they said, one of them said, Denge Rabbeinu de Sitna. He says, I can shoot arrows in the eyes of the sun. So the Sutton trapped them. The Sutton trapped them in what seems to be a very prusta avera, very a low avera. And in the middle, while they were falling, you know, the Yetzirah said, okay, we'll let you have your Bechira back. But don't talk that way about the Yetzirah. A person should never feel that he's free. The Gemara says, David said, Libi cholal bikirbi. He said, my heart is hollow. My heart is hollow. It means that the Yetzirah in my heart I already have defeated. And because of that, so Kofet Salav, the Maisa Basheva. Because you don't talk that way, you don't talk with the certainty that a person can overcome the Yetzirah until the day a person dies. So he says, now the fact is that when you get used to something, it doesn't seem surprising. And we're all accustomed to Ayetzaharis. We're very, very used to Ayetzaharis. And in Eila, we don't know how to do battle. I have, a very close friend, who went through, a very traumatic experience. He actually, Shalesh Shabbos, his 4-year-old child, fell into a pool. And when he discovered him, he was in the bottom of the water. And he pulled him out and, I actually had a ticket to go to Israel on Monday. What happened on Sunday is that the child just woke up and asked for ice cream. And it's just an incredible thing happens. So he's, you know, he keeps on telling me about how he's got to be macabre something. Like, it's just an incredible thing. There's a lot to the story, but that's not my point. My point is, I suggested certain things. He says, no, like, your whole life has to change. So I told him, you know, when my kids were little, they would ask me for a check. A check is money. So a child would say, give me a $10 check. So I would say, why a $10 check? Let me give you a $10,000 check. A $1 million check. Well, great. So I don't mind writing out a $1 million check to anybody, you know, because I'm not going to lose a penny on a $1 million check. If you want a $10 check, you know, I'll lose $10. Yetzirah is exactly that way. The Yetzirah says, you're going to take $10 from me? You're going to fix up one thing for me? No. Take $1 million check, you know, do it, change your whole life. Yeah, sure, change your whole life, you know. Change your whole life until you pass the shawarma shop on the way to the basement, you know, base medrash for night, say, you know, and then you fall in again. So that's the struggle. The struggle is really to know, Olam Hazeh is a place of incremental change. Real change is always incremental. It's a little bit at a time. And sudden change typically doesn't last. It's rare that it lasts. And Olam Hazeh is to change incrementally. All right, so that's the battle that he's talking about. So what's going on? The Gemara, the last Gemara in Brachis, Tamid Chacham don't have rest in the next world. There, it's not a question of battle, it's a question of schar. The difficulty is before a person conquers his Yetzirah. Once you conquer the Yetzirah and it's a servant to you, the hergel that a person accustoms himself to will become his nature, his second nature. The lights of ruah is planted for a tzaddik. It's planted and it will eventually grow, but in the meantime, it's still a struggle. A person who teaches himself Yashuas as a second nature, sort of fighting a wholesale battle instead of a retail battle, fighting the Yetzirahara. Even if a person overcomes the Yetzirahara, it's still going to search, probe for weakness. God will help him. He requests, David says, I worked on myself. Now help me stay where I am. The heart and the spirit should be proper. Proper is Lashon Mechayim Kisai. It should be established. Lashon Kenu Basis, like a base. Shia al Yisayd Neman, should be on a trustworthy foundation. Kamaisha Kosov, with the Kativ Yasayd Bemakim Neman. Lashon Kiyum Tamidi Bechayzik. Zeshom Haratzad Vakach Chosin, Vachakach Yashub Betivai, Achakach Neman, Roslem and Neman Canal. He's saying the four Midas is Tzadik first. Chosid is when a person is extra Zohir in the things he does. Yashar is when he makes it a second nature. And Neman is when he has a certain level of faithfulness that he's going to be able to stick with it.